You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the list and your boy at Fightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is April 19th, 2023. Welcome to Fightful. This is List and your boy. We got Jimmy Van here. If you want to hear us blab about the stuff you want to talk about, donate some super chats, youtube.com/Fightful. You can donate Humper Chats over at humperchats.com. You can also leave those ahead of time. So if you want to leave them for tonight's AEW post show, you can do that. There are other ways to support us like FightfulSelect.com. And right after this show, I'll be breaking some contract related news on the list goes on FightfulSelect.com. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Sean Ross Sapp, but I'm not going to London in June.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, what are you planning? Like, what are you going to do? Aside from the work stuff that I'm going to let you expense.
I don't want to get too much into it, honestly, because a lot of that stuff's kind of personal, and I'm trying to dip out of discussing that on the air. But I'm going to do some stuff with Wrestle Talk. I'm going to film with them a little bit, I think. Hopefully there's going to be a media scrum there or a media junket where I can get some content. But I'm going at the end of June, beginning of July. And I think I'll be doing the press conference there as well, assuming they have one. But yeah, I'll be a total tourist in the middle of summer, which what's the worst that could happen there, right?
You'll be good. I've been a few times. London's a nice town. It's very, very expensive.
Yeah.
But it's a
what
nice
I've thing. Noticed already.
Yeah. I'll give you some tips off the air of some stuff to do. So, another week and Phil Brooks, man, this guy he finds a way to keep himself in the news. Maybe it's not even him. Just whoever people finds a way to keep himself in the news and he's dominating the news.
Okay. Let me clarify that because I talked to Nick Hausman on House of Wrestling this week.
Oh, did you?
For everybody that's like SRS, CM Punk's mouthpiece. Let me tell you, I've had very limited interactions with CM Punk in my life, but the only ones that could have been productive towards anything that I could use was him saying, I would really rather it if people just didn't talk about me. That was his line of thinking and did not like being in the headlines. So this much I tell you all, guy who thought that I was being the elite's mouthpiece is not going to then decide maybe he can be my mouthpiece. I know that a lot of people live in a fantasy world, but that just isn't happening. And I'll never out a source, but I will tell you guys who aren't sources. And for everybody that was like, oh, Dax Harwood saying this, saying that, I point you back to the last two interviews I've done with Dax Harwood. He has never had a problem saying things when the red light is on or when the cameras on or anything like that, or on stage or anything like that. Like, had people say, oh, well, he was on Dax's stage show. I happened to park at the same hotel that was at. And 15 minutes before he said, hey, are you around here? Do you want to hop up on stage? And I said, well, I'm going to Impact New Japan, but sure. So, there was no real like pre-discussions of that or anything. I said, sure, why not? And that happened, but Dax doesn't need a mouthpiece. CM Punk doesn't want a mouthpiece. And from to the best of my knowledge, the Elite, are just staying quiet about it. And why wouldn't they? They have huge new contracts to negotiate, Jimmy. So why wouldn't they just stay quiet during this situation?
Well, let's talk about the latest reports, not just from you, but from others. Like Andrew Zarian has reported some stuff on this. So there are reports, of course, we've talked about before about AEW's new Saturday show, which is tentatively scheduled to be a live 2-hour show. Collision is the name that people are suggesting. And there are reports that CM Punk will be the centerpiece of that Saturday show. There are also reports that AEW is contemplating a roster split, at least in part, supposedly, because not everybody wants to work with CM Punk. Sure. Obviously, this is all speculation until there are official announcements. But before I kind
of
share...
announcements are coming. Okay. Some announcements are coming.
Before I share my thoughts, because I have a lot of thoughts on this, what is the latest that you've heard on all of that, on the 2-hour show, on Punk, on a supposed roster split, all of it?
Well, I can tell you, we reported last week that the Saturday show was supposed to be associated with Punk, and that Punk was tentatively slated for a late June return. So people said, oh, well, you're just stretching out the news. No, the Wednesday story led to the Thursday story. Us reporting that CM Punk was open to coming back and working with any number of people in any situation or scenario, that led to people saying, well, there's a lot more to it than that. And Caden says, is it a hard split? Hearing conflicting reports. That much I don't know. But I can tell you guys that Andrew Zarian said a lot of what I heard and couldn't really put out there. And that's that it's supposed to be live, supposed to be prime time, not six as originally speculated, because, you know, people want to romanticize that time slot. Yep. They're saying Saturday is for ROH. They might film ROH before that show, but it is not supposed to be for like a live thing. By the way, all of you asking questions in the chat, you can donate a super chat, get your question or statement read on the air. But Jimmy, yeah, there's an awful lot to this that has some pretty major implications. Like, there, anybody that's on that CM Punk show will be perceived as a CM Punk guy, perhaps.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. Okay, so let me say first, because there's so much to talk about this. My first thought when you think about adding a live weekly 2-hour show on Saturday nights, my first thought is too much product, oversaturation. When you look at AEW's weekly television schedule, and this includes their internet stuff, but when you look at their weekly schedule, you got Dark Elevation on Mondays that gets uploaded. You got Dark getting uploaded on Tuesdays. You got Dynamite and All Access on Wednesdays. You got Ring of Honor on Honor Club on Thursdays. You got Rampage on Fridays. Now you'd have Collision on Saturdays. It's too much. And
I would completely nix either Dark or Dark Elevation. One of those two. If you can keep if you can keep Rampage where it is, you just book it as you have been booking, inconsequentially. Yeah, and it can be whatever it is.
It's almost their main event, really. But let me ask you, in terms of Ring of Honor, so up until now, most of the Ring of Honor talent, if not all of the Ring of Honor talent, they have been wrestlers that are semi-regularly featured on AEW programming too. Mm-hmm. If they do a roster split, then that talent will be featured on AEW television more often out of necessity. If that happens, what's the point of Ring of Honor? Like, why have Ring of Honor at all if that talent is now going to be featured probably almost every week on AEW television?
Yeah. I want to know what the point of you having the green screen feature on your camera is, because it keeps picking up your hat and your glasses.
It's probably from the Know Your News one. I probably didn't turn it off from the Know Your News one. I don't even know how. How can I turn that up? It's probably from the New Year's
one. Jimmy's running the green screen back here.
Yeah, I had it on the other one. Yeah, I don't know how to get rid of it.
So I think, I mean, you already bought ROH.
Yep.
I would keep that. If you want to, I mean, I would probably get rid of Dark and Elevation if you're going to keep ROH. Unless, you know, there's some content strategy associated here. We don't know what it is AEW has negotiated as far as this Collision thing. But from what I understand, they're going to be doing pretty good with Collision from a financial perspective. They could have just talked to HBO, Warner, whoever, and said, we'll put the whole shebang on there. We'll put Dark. We'll put Elevation. We'll put ROH just as supplemental content on Max as a part of the AEW network or whatever. Because That is one thing that's true. With all the content between Road to the Top belongs still to Warner. Like, they can still put that on there. And stuff like that, you could have a bit of an AEW network and all the countdowns and specials and everything. And you can have that sort of be one of those anchors for Max as the WWE Network is for Peacock. So I think a lot of that, I think I would like to reserve judgment until after May 17, when maybe we get answers at the upfronts about all this. Because who knows, maybe this is an additional part of the deal. But I would like to think that, I hope they've anchored down a bigger, longer term deal and a streaming deal as well. I can't think of many better ways to get a lot of wrestling fans to subscribe than have All In and All Out the same week on that streaming service. But that's just speculation at this point.
Yeah, and I agree. Like, they maybe they will announce at the upfront so they have a new deal, and then they're going to announce Collision and everything. All that all makes sense that they would do that. The other thing, and I've talked about this before too, burnout. You know, like when you look at Tony Khan, so now you're going to add another weekly 2-hour show. You've already got television being taped every day of the week. You're going to add Saturday to that. Then you've got Fulham FC. And I know he's not involved, you know, heavily day to day with Fulham FC or with the Jaguars, but he's still involved. So you've got the Jaguars, you got Fulham FC, you're doing all this. Burnout is real. And I'll go so far as to say, you know, his social media at times makes me question if he's already experiencing burnout. It's a lot, man, for one guy. Do you think that maybe he'll like almost pull a Vince and have like, I'm not saying these names, I'm just saying the concept, have a Bruce Pritchard manage this one, have a, you know, Paul Heyman manage this one, something like that? It's a lot for one guy.
I can tell you that delegation was a big part of my success in what I do. And I've hit the point of burnout a lot recently with Mania and the Punk stuff and all that. And Jeremy Lambert just got promoted to help delegate a little bit more. So, I mean, like there are times when you have to recognize you, even if you want to do it all, you probably shouldn't do it all. Even if you feel like you can, you shouldn't do it all. You shouldn't be the one that's handling and has your hands in everything. Plus, you never know who you might delegate to that might just have some banger ideas. Like, what if he was like, hey, Jeff, why don't you book ROH for a little bit? See how that goes. And Jeff Jarrett kills it, because quite honestly, when Jeff Jarrett has booked people that aren't him, usually it's pretty interesting. So I think that some delegation does need to happen. But I'm going to delegate some talking points to the Super Chats and Humper Chats right now, because we have a bunch of them. Michael Branson says, sitting outside of radiology at my local medical facility waiting as my wife gets her first and hopefully only round of radiation. Thank you, Fightful Fam. Keep me in good spirits.
Well, good luck to her.
Good luck to her. My mom went through radiation as well. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable.
Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Well, hope that she heals up very, very soon. It's good that she has you to help her out. Mr. Andrew says, is Brock Lesnar still a draw that warrants his current deal in 2023? Business-wise, for the money they are spending on him, is it really worth it? Think of how much they spend for what he did on Raw. First off, I'm going to say yes. Sponsorships.
Bigger than ever because of Endeavor. Bigger than ever.
Sponsorships, Endeavor, merchandising, licensing. You can put them in video games. You can make action figures, all that stuff. I still think this would have been more interesting for the title, especially with a looming Vince McMahon in the shadows. You would absolutely believe that his crazy old ass would put the title on Brock immediately. Joker says, is there any news on women's tag belts in AEW? It's pretty unreal that 4 years in, the only women belt people can realistically challenge for is the world title, since TBS belongs to Jade and ROH is off TV. I do think there should be sort of a unified tag team championships that goes between ROH and AEW. I think that would be very good to establish. It would lend some more stakes to what we have with the Outcasts and the Originals as well, if they had something to compete for. And if you've got 2 hours of Collision, I think that'd be a natural step up, Jimmy.
I'm going to be very curious. I know that the Honor Club subscriber count is not, you know, readily available outside of what Tony will say in an interview. I'll be very curious. Let's say Collision does debut, and I still think that they're going to have no choice but to utilize on a more regular basis the talent that they're using Ring of Honor, unless he just goes out and signs a bunch more people. I'll be curious 6 months down the road how the Honor Club numbers are looking. Because why would somebody spend money for Honor Club if they can see most of, if not all of, the Ring of Honor talent every week on Dynamite or Collision? So I'll be very curious, because obviously, like you just said, they're going to get way more money out of Warner Brothers than they're going to get out of Honor Club.
Yeah.
And so I'll be very curious where that goes. And it does make a lot of sense if they do announce, okay, we have a new deal with Warner Brothers and it includes Max Plus or whatever the hell they're calling the service.
Yeah.
And then they move Ring of Honor to Max.
Why change that name? HBO is such a premium high level name. Just call it HBO Max. Everybody's going to know.
I guess maybe it was Discovery wanting to get their 2 cents.
I mean, maybe. Sure, but You got the name. You got.
I hear you.
Oh,
I hear you.
My God. I'm sorry, but if WWE bought Fightful, we're not just gonna throw away the name that is there. Like WWE, it's gonna be WWE Network. It's not gonna be the network. It's not gonna be that.
Did you say if WWE bought Fightful?
Yes. If WWE or
if there's enough zeros, they can call it whatever the fuck they want.
Yes. Sure. I don't care. Call it the Sean Ross Sapp is Dickless Network if you pay me enough money. I don't care. Christian Hernandez says, hey, Sean, going to Raw this Monday. Any word on the MASH card? Also, random question. Favorite pizza toppings? Ooh, this is a good one. Don't know about the Raw card yet. Sorry about that. I, of course, we'll always have the rundown on FightfulSelect.com shortly before, but that might be a little late. So I have a method, Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
Most new places, I'll try just pepperoni. If it's like, there's a place locally, Hunt's Brothers Pizza, that solicits to all the gas stations around here. And that's where you get like the gas station pizza. It'd be like pepperoni, bacon, sausage, because that's the common one. Places that are like, you know, those Italian places that aren't really Italian places, but they just pop up. Like we've got a couple of those. I'll go pepperoni, bacon. But if it's a frozen pizza, I like Supreme thin crust. I don't know why I like Supreme there, and I've never had a regular pizza Supreme, but Supreme frozen pizza is incredible. What are yours?
I am a carnivore, Supreme carnivore, and so I will take all the meat they got.
Sure.
The problem is my children and my wife are not Meat Lover fans. And so yeah. I don't get it most of the time because I just can't. But if I have the option, Supreme Carnivore, stuff all the meat on there. And that's what I'll go for.
I respect it. I respect it. My grandmother used to make these pizzas that were more like lasagnas. They would have like burger and every type of meat on them. And they just got like every time she made them, they would get thicker and thicker and thicker. And I was like, this is lasagna now. This is not pizza. Just Mass says, any truth to the news of an upcoming meeting between Punks and Bucks? Thanks for all your work, fellas. Listen, your boy is my gym playlist on Wednesday. We're still thinking of new names for it. Jimmy shot down Fightful Live today. So I just...
Fightful's got a live podcast every damn day, sometimes more than one.
Yeah, so, but they're not Fightful Live.
Yeah.
But no, the word that I had reported was a meeting between Punk and Jericho. And then there are some people that I trust that said that FTR was involved. I've not confirmed that they were involved, but other people have. I think that if Punk had his way, they would probably have met already. But I also understand, and this is just me, and Jimmy and I have negotiated back and forth in the past. Jimmy's negotiated with, God, probably hundreds of people, Jimmy, if not thousands of people.
Yep.
If you are the Bucks and Omega and you are negotiating new contracts, the way that you play it, even no matter how you feel, is I don't want to deal with that guy. I don't want to do business with him until it's time to talk numbers. And then they say, make it worth it to us to deal with this guy, to work with this guy, add this much money. Now, I'm not saying that's what they're doing. I'm saying that's what I'd do if I were them. I'd be like, no, I don't like this guy. Or maybe they secretly adore him. Maybe they secretly are all CM Punk stans.
They're all texting behind the scenes, eh? Yeah, they're all texting.
You don't show your cards. You say, this is what I want to do business with this guy, regardless. That's personally how I'd handle it.
Sean, it warms my heart when you use my terminology, because I always say, don't show your hand. I say that all the time. And I want to talk about this Punk roster split thing. Can we talk about that now, or do you want to do more super chats?
Let's go ahead and talk about it now. Why not?
Okay. So I want to talk about the CM Punk aspect of a supposed roster split. And I'm going to make sure I say supposed until they actually announce it. So I've experienced this, hell, even as an independent wrestling promoter, and I've experienced it day-to-day in business. When you're dealing with egos and when you're dealing with oftentimes larger-than-life personalities, you know, top producers, there's going to be issues and there's going to be real-life rivalries because that's just the reality. This is not a wrestling thing. Every sports locker room, right? You're going to be dealing with issues and real-life rivalries. And when you think about over the last 20 years, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, they had at least one real-life fight in the locker room. Matt Hardy and Edge, they had real-life issues over that whole Lita thing. And there are lots of other examples, but in those situations, those talents were professional enough that they could coexist in the same locker room and they could even work together. And so if the point, and this is an if the point of an AEW roster split is a way for them to bring CM Punk back and keep him away from talent that they don't necessarily like him or want to work with him, that is not going to work. And you can put a date stamp on this podcast.
They'll have to do business at some point. Yes. It'll be their pay-per-views.
It's more than that. So yeah, they will have to be around at some point during pay-per-views, but you're also going to create uneasiness in the locker room. You're going to create awkwardness in the locker room. You're going to have talent that feels like they got to pick a side. It's not going to work. And it's one thing, again, let's say they do come out and they announce a roster split. It's one thing if they want to do that because they want to get more bang for their buck because they got two live shows a week. So if the mentality is we want to split the roster because we got two live shows a week, that's one thing. Never, ever let the talent dictate a major business decision like that, like splitting the roster. Don't let the talent dictate that decision. That is inmates running the asylum. Tony has got to get these guys together. And you already said this. He's got to get these guys together in a room. He's got to step up and be the boss. He cannot let them call the shots. They got to be pros and they got to coexist. They don't have to be best friends. They don't have to work, yeah, you know, programs together if they don't want to. They have to coexist. If they're able to do that, then they give it a shot. Right. If they're able to coexist, you still split the rosters, but they coexist. If anybody says, fuck it, I don't want to work with him. Like, I can't coexist with him. I don't want to work with him. I don't want to be in the same locker room with him. You have to make some serious roster decisions as the boss. And that might mean that Tony Khan has to say, well, you know what? Maybe it's time for you to move on. because you cannot have the shit going on in your locker room. And this is something that they're going to have to handle.
Not to name names. We've had that before here. People that I got along with personally did not get along with other people on Fightful and made it a habit of not getting along with those people, went out of their way to not get along with those people. I'm like, listen, sorry, I like you, but we can't have this. You can't poison the well, so to speak. That's why I say that about our consumer base, Jimmy. People are like, oh, well, why do you go at these people, that people? I don't want bad people to think that they have the ability to take or to poison our well. I like the positive community, the positive environment that we cultivate on Select and all that stuff. And you have to look at it and say, will it poison the well? It will, even if it's not CM Punk himself, the situation surrounding him, will that
agree,
cause that?
I agree. And I want to say this too. If they do bring Punk back, if there is ever a situation again where he's at a scrum and he decides to cut a promo, Tony Khan has got to be the boss. He's got to reel him in and he's got to keep it on topic. Don't let him go to business for himself like that again. Let me ask you this. This is related. So Eric Bischoff on the Strictly Business podcast, he said if he was Tony Khan, he would pay CM Punk off and chalk it up to a learning experience. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, I'll say what I said again. If they decide to split the roster strictly to accommodate a CM Punk return, it's not going to work. What are your thoughts on all that?
No, I'd at least see how it works. I would see what more you can milk out of that because you paid a lot of money. So I would at least see that through and see if, you know, get a little bit more merchandise and licensing out of the guy for this deal and all that stuff before you do it. Because, I mean, that would have to be a part of any payoff deal is we get to still merchandise and license you. Like, that would be non-negotiable for me. But, no, I would still try to squeeze some more out.
Have they been selling his merch this whole time? Because I haven't paid attention to that.
Yeah, yeah.
They have. Okay.
Yep. We got a bunch of super chats. Mr. CJ Lidley says, where's Alexa? Hope she's back at the draft. Goes to SmackDown. I hope she goes to SmackDown regardless of how Bray is doing. Jimmy, thoughts on Jeff Hardy? Well, Alexa hasn't been brought up creatively that I've heard of late. So I have no idea. And anything's in a holding pattern until that draft anyway. But Jimmy, any thoughts on Jeff Hardy?
I mean, you know what? I've never heard of him being a dick in the locker room. Obviously when he was under the influence and Impact or whatever, that was problematic. Sure. I've never heard of him being a dick to work with. Obviously you see this in not just wrestling, but in sports, top producers get opportunity. That's just how it is. Jeff Hardy was one of the biggest stars over the last 20 years. He's going to get opportunity. This has to be his last shot.
Yeah.
It's got to be his last shot.
Last shot should have been a long time ago. Honestly.
Yeah. And I don't disagree. I don't disagree, but you know, apparently he went through rehab. That's what they wanted him to do. This has to be his, I don't care how nice he is. Cause you always hear Jeff Hardy's nice, right?
He's exactly
nice. Right.
But if he's driving under the influence, how nice is he?
Yeah, exactly. And
you could be the most serene person interpersonally to deal with. But if you get drunk behind the wheel and injure or kill somebody, well, then you're not nice.
100%. Yeah. So obviously he is getting another shot. This has to be the last one. And even one minor slip up, you know, this is something I might've mentioned before too. I know that AEW, they don't technically, they don't typically like to release guys, right? They like to kind of let contracts run out. I think there need to be exceptions to that. And so something like this
have there.
Okay. Okay.
Give me Havoc. Well,
All right. Well, in a situation like this, if he were to slip up again, I'd cut him loose. And there's other wrestlers for different reasons that I would have cut loose. But last shot. And it should be pretty black and white.
More evidence that we should turn this into just a super chat show. We have a bunch of them. Eloquent says, how do we feel about David Finley leading Bullet Club? I think it's good. Almost everybody who's led Bullet Club dating back. People said that Switchblade wasn't ready for it. People said Kenny Omega wasn't ready for it. There were some people that said that AJ Styles wasn't a fit for it. And then there were some that said that Balor wouldn't be a good leader. Well, they were wrong about all them. I think they'll be wrong about David Finlay. Every few years you hear it, Bullet Club's dead, Bullet Club's dead. It never happens, though. Never happens. And Mr. CJ Lilly says if CM Punk comes back, a civil war will begin in AEW. I think less likely now than it was a few months ago.
And this is why you do the meetings first.
Yeah.
Right. This, I mean, most of the young talent in the locker room, they're not going to complain. If anything, they're probably going to be stoked that they get to be in the locker room with CM Punk. It's certain veterans that have an issue with him. You've got to get them together and you have to have an agreement that you will at least coexist. And if you get that, then you give it a shot.
Ryan Martin says, Sean, any updates on Bray? A lot of fans are concerned about him and are looking for updates on his health. There are YouTube pages posting clickbait saying he's been released. Can you offer any clarification? He has absolutely not been released. He is still with WWE. He's still under contract. He's still getting paid. He is he's dealing with an illness. That's it. Like
I've never heard that. Have you?
What?
I've never seen a clickbait headline saying he was released.
I see so many things where people are like, can you confirm this? Can you confirm this? Well, first off, I ain't confirming anything in the DMs. We got a website for that. But second, I'm not going to give you personal details of somebody's illness or health or something like that outside of this person's injured. Here's what that is. But personal health stuff, I ain't doing it. That is for him to reveal at a time in which he deems necessary. If you don't like it, get your wrestling news elsewhere. My feelings won't be hurt about it, but that's where I draw the line. I'm not keen on doing that, but he's not released. And quite honestly, most of the news from Bray Wyatt or regarding Bray Wyatt has been broken by like one or two sources. So you probably shouldn't believe like random Twitter, Facebook accounts.
And I figured out the green screen, Sean. So there you go.
I saw that. Van Twinblade says, are we going to get a supercut of Denise saying, or of me saying, what are you doing, Step Host? Gosh, there have been so many at this point. Like, she's got to know what she says on these shows. Glassdoor Gamer says, TK seems to have help with creative. Jericho mentioned in an interview he's writing storylines for AEW. I should reiterate this. I have long been told Tony is the booker. Tony makes the final decisions. It will always be the case. He will always book no matter what. That's his stance on things.
I mean, even 25 years ago, Hunter was sitting in on production meetings.
Yeah.
It's not that unusual, but like you said, there's got to be a decision maker.
Mike says, is it time to have individual GMs back add to the brand splits? Yes, I think you do need to have that. Or you bring back the Fox and USA are drafting thing. I really liked that approach. The Fox and USA war rooms. I thought those were both really, really good. Otherwise, it's going to be Adam Pearce drafting against himself.
Exactly. Like, how do you do that? Exactly. I completely agree. It doesn't make any sense.
Big Ticket says Omega versus Ospreay, FTR, Young Bucks, CM Punk versus MJF for the title at All In. How's that for the top of the card? I love all those ideas. I think all those are really good ideas. CM Punk should not beat MJF. CM Punk should not become world champion again. Too much risk there.
I don't disagree with those ideas, but I think if Punk's coming back, I wouldn't have a search program be with MJF. They've already worked together. I still would love the idea of Punk Omega. If they could figure shit out, I would love to see that matchup.
Nicholas says, have you managed to watch Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always yet, Sean? Not yet. I will watch it though. I love that they brought specifically those two back, but wish it had more familiar names. Wish Jason David Frank would have done it, but Joker says, Shots and Scoops, new name. I don't know. I want something a little simpler.
Shots.
For a name. I don't know. KE775 says, when it comes to the draft, have you heard any requests from NBCU or Fox, like superstars, maybe split for world tag champions? No, I would imagine they want some more parity now that we know that it's not going to go to a media company, the ownership. Isn't going to. I would imagine WWE is going to make more of an effort to have parity, Jimmy, to say in rights fee deals, you can have all this or you can have one of these type of things. That's what they were doing a few years ago.
Yeah, for me, a lot of it is going to come down to where do the rights go in the next deal.
Yeah.
So if both brands go to the same conglomerate, let's say NBCU gets both Raw and SmackDown. Then I think it's less important that, oh, I want Cody on this show and I want whoever on this show. If they go to separate conglomerates, then I could see it being a bigger argument. But we'll see. I mean, Roman is hardly ever on the show, so they could both ask for him, but he's hardly ever there. And your next biggest draw is Cody. You probably have to have him on both shows too in the absence of Roman. You know, it's going to be something up to figure out.
Glassdoor Gamer says that he hopes a brand split in AEW is more like WWF in the 90s, two crews alternating weekly between shows versus the crap that WWE introduced when WCW died. I thought that at times the brand split was very, very good. It created some entertaining parody between the rosters. However, I really liked 1999 and 2000 SmackDown and Raw. Like, I thought that both of those were very good shows. It was a lot better than what WCW did with Thunder and Nitro because they quickly made one the B show.
Yeah, and a lot of it, too, is going to come down to how they handle the talent in terms of how often are they going to make them flip back and forth. Are they going to be smarter with the Survivor Series? No more of this red shirt, blue shirt shit. I'll never forget one year, and I don't remember what year it was, when Chris Jericho was on one brand, and he challenged, might have been Mark Henry, who was the champion of the other brand, and Jericho challenged him for the title. And I just thought, like, this brand split is a joke. It depends on how they carry it out.
Johnny says, what match are you looking forward to the most, Double or Nothing? I want to see a Fatal 4-Way with the Pillars. I think that would be really, really good. And that's the one that I'm aching to see.
I get the story behind it, but no one has been built up to the point that they have any shot of beating MJF.
Nobody on the roster has a shot at beating MJF. So, I mean, that's like people saying, oh, no, Cody's not ready for it. It would have been a foregone conclusion that Cody won his next program if he won the title. Well, then why ever have a match? Why not just, you got to have the match. 27 at 27 says, thoughts on Jericho's Hogan impression. I have no clue what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
No, I joked around on Twitter. So there was speculation that Jericho is angling for a program with Punk, right?
Yes.
And I joked,
is that what they're talking about? Like, maybe that.
It might be, because I joked around on Twitter about, you know, if Jericho is able to wrangle a program with Punk, he should add Hogan, you know, tearing the shirt off as part of his entrance. Maybe that's what they're talking about.
I mean, he definitely is angling for it.
Yeah.
Eloquent says, sucks the FTR podcast ended. It does suck. I really like Matt Kuhn. I think Matt Kuhn has got a lot of tough breaks in podcasting, and he had a lot of even better ideas for podcasting, and I thought it was a good show. Just Mass says, updates on morale after Triple H seemingly has control. Well, it's significantly up, but it's still we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see when the draft happens and how that all unfolds type of thing, but it's better. Paul Moss says, when and who do you think Sting's last match should be? I think it should be against Darby. I think it should be a one-on-one match against Darby.
Interesting. Passing the torch.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Caden says, dealing with some stressful school stuff today, but very happy for this show to distract a bit. Cheers to y'all. And Jimmy, I got you all winning the cup. Well, this much I experienced what it was like to be a Toronto Maple Leafs fan last night. I got the full picture last night. Yeah.
Try living in this city when you're not a Leaf fan. Try living in this city. The media and the fan base are unbearable. But Oilers, I think, will be okay. They lost game one. They dominated most of it. And then they took the foot off the gas, lost game one. I think they'll be okay.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage,
all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paul says, for All In, how feasible do you think it would be to see talent from a wide range of companies like New Japan? Possible. Impact? Possible. GCW? Technically possible, but I doubt it. MLW? Wouldn't count on it. And Stardom? I think likely. That's how I feel about the companies associated that you mentioned. I think it's possible that we see them from those, and definitely more likely that we see them for some of those, but others, I just don't think that we're going to see.
I mean, Forbidden Door, too. That's the whole point, yeah. Right?
Bree says, Sean, is Tom Colihue a reliable source? So I just want to say this. Moving forward, these types of super chats will be wasted. Not here to verify or validate anybody else, but Tom Colihue got caught making up news at one point. I don't know his sources now, but when he got caught, he went and tried to have Gary Cassidy fired as a result of that and tried to soil Gary Cassidy's name. Then when he got called out on it, he took a mild bit of responsibility for it, then accused everybody that called him out of bullying. I don't know the people that he speaks with now. I don't have any clue. He is so far off my radar that I don't pay any attention to it, but I can tell you that's the limit of my experience. He was very nice interpersonally, but when people make up things or pretend they have information in a line of work that a lot of our staff dedicate their lives to, I don't consider that nice. I don't think I take that personally, that somebody trying to affect like what we're doing and sort of craft and change narratives, which does not go along with this. Leave it there. I don't know him. I don't have any ill will against him, but that's my limit of experience. And I am very loyal to Gary Cassidy, who is a friend of mine and has been nothing but good. And I didn't appreciate the way that situation unfolded. And I would rather just keep that one tucked away, but somebody paid money. Anonymous says, they're really a pay window wrestlers go to. People say, let's make money together. They can make money together. Thought it was a contract wrestler sign, or is it commission based? It can be. It depends on the nature of their contract. They can have a completely flat contract with no bonuses whatsoever, or they can get cuts of revenue, of pay-per-view, of merchandise. Used to be of the house, Jimmy. Used to get paid a percentage on what people showed up to see.
Bruiser Brody used to actually count the people, Sean.
Wow.
He was infamous for it. He would count the people. And I used to hear stories about Bruiser Brody, and I'm dating myself, but I used to hear stories about Bruiser Brody. He would get his envelope from the promoter, and he knew damn well he was underpaid because he looked at the house.
Somebody mentions that Impact Emergence is the same day as All In. So there you go. That ain't happening either. Whew, we've just got a bunch of super chats. That's what this is going to all be about now. Enjoy, Jimmy. But you know how you can enjoy it a little bit better, whether you're in Toronto, the UK, or here in Kentucky. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Get the fastest VPN in the world. Find your shows wherever you are. When I'm in London, when I'm in Toronto, when I was in LA a few weeks ago, you got time zone issues. Doesn't always match up. Sometimes your service might cut off. Not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You get a great deal, a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can catch all your shows on your time. One of the things I've been mentioning lately, a lot of times here on the East Coast, you got to wait until 3 a.m. Eastern to watch some of these shows. I log into those overseas services. I watch them at 7 p.m. Eastern on UK time, where it's midnight. So I get that benefit. Plus, pay-per-views, much more affordable. You can watch AEW without commercials when you get the AEW Plus gimmick as well. They've got so many benefits, including that online threat protection, block and shield your data from snoops and criminals, all that good stuff. I have legitimately been the target of hacking attempts, extortion attempts, things like that. NordVPN has helped me avoid those, helped me relay information to the right people. NordVPN.com/Fightful. You're going to want to check this out. It's going to end up saving you money based on what you spend.
You want me to get you a full size graphic so you don't have to show your face when you do the ad read, or do you like having...
Why am I ugly? Doubt it. Anyway, Jared says, do you see WWE Women's Midcard coming up with the rumored call-ups? I don't see Rhea Bianca dropping soon, and tag has Ronda Shayna's name on it. Nope, I don't, Jimmy. I think they will get about exactly the same attention that they have been getting for a long time.
Yeah, it feels to me like it's time for Bianca to drop that title, but Rhea's just getting started. Just how it is.
Alex Fitzgerald said, by the way, he says, I think my super chat got skipped. We don't read them in order. Says, I personally felt like AEW on Saturday night, or I personally like it. I loved the Saturday night shows from WCW back in the day. If they treat it like Dynamite, do you think they'll split the titles in the brand split? No, I think that one title will be portrayed as getting a little bit more of a like they leveled up the All-Atlantic title, the international title. I think they have enough titles to where they can utilize this appropriately.
I've always liked the idea of having one world champion and having the world champion work programs with talent from both shows.
Sure.
So they can go in that direction, but otherwise we'll see.
C-Dust says, don't know if this has been covered. What are your thoughts on Dax ending his podcast? I think it was probably the right move, all things considered, when you're at the top of a company, but we talked about that earlier. I loved the show. I really liked it. Heavy Metal Chris says, Saraya wins the title at Forbidden Door. Monet appears to set the title or set up a title for title match at All In. Well, they've already sold out Forbidden Door, so it's like you're going for pay-per-view buys at that point. I think Saraya and Mercedes would be a big draw.
Massive. Big draw. Especially given their history. You know? That would be a big... Because I was thinking they might want to do Saraya against Jamie Hayter in the UK.
Yeah. That would be good, too.
But Mercedes...
But also... I could also see them wanting to spread that out too, you know, like have Will Ospreay in a match, have Zack Sabre in a match with Bryan Danielson, have Jamie Hayter in a match, have Saraya. That way you can kind of spread that out among
right,
the card.
Right.
Glassdoor Gamer says, with the new show, Darks merge into Rampage. ROH becomes developmental indie show. Thoughts? Darks have been shorter in length lately. Yeah, I could see them combining Dark into one show, like condensing it into one. And ROH already kind of is that. It is what the NXT is. And Tony Khan even said at a scrum that we were at, he's like, okay, which NXT did you guys prefer? And everybody said Black and Gold. And he goes, okay, me too. But what I won't do is criticize how they're doing it, because 2.0 was very clearly a more comprehensive format for how they want to create stars. So why shouldn't they and wouldn't they do that? And I thought that was a really good answer. And I think that's a lot of what ROH is doing now, too. Grimm says, SRS for All In. Could AEW work with the UK and European indie scene to build stronger connections? I don't think we're going to see a ton of indie stars there. You need global stars to highlight and fill up that venue, Jimmy.
I could see them doing, I agree with you. Like, obviously, they're going to focus on the Ospreys and the Zack Sabres and their own roster. I could also see them utilizing some of the local guys, you know, maybe undercard matches or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, I'm very curious when tickets go on sale, because all we keep hearing about is sign-ups. And I don't remember the last time I heard about sign-ups. Like, when's the last time that you heard about, oh, the show's got a lot of signups? It's always ticket sales. So,
sure.
You know?
Ryan says, Sean, whose idea was it for the Twitch deal? Is it a Triple H Nick Khan decision? Think this is good for the talent with them getting a majority of the revenue. Despite the story that we broke yesterday, which blew up way more than I expected, FightfulSelect.com, you still have people saying, oh, well, WWE is going to take all the money. No, WWE's taking like a negligible cut, like 5% or something around there. Don't quote me on that, but it's a very negligible percent. I don't know whose idea it was, but both of them led a meeting about a year ago where they said that this thing was going to become a real possibility, as would more third-party things, as they should. I just think that unless, like, there's really no reason not to, especially with Twitch. It just took them a long time to hatch out this deal, and they finally did it.
Do you think that it came to fruition now because of the Endeavor influence, because UFC talent is able to do stuff like that?
Yeah, and it should have too. I think that women should be able to do their exclusive pages. I think that every talent should be able to stream on Twitch. I think some of them should be able to sell merch based on their own likeness. Like, if Zelina wants to sell a Thea Trinidad shirt, she should be able to. I think that should be a thing.
And I can say, kind of on a side note, I know this because I know people in this world, the Fanatics deal that WWE just announced, that is also a rev share deal. Yeah. I know this for a fact, that Talon is getting a cut of that in addition to WWE. I don't know the split, but I know Talon's getting a cut.
I don't hate this idea. Adam Weller says, if you focus more on super chats, call it the scrum. It'd be like those the posing queries, media post-pay-per-view. Jimmy plays the TK role here. Well, I mean, like, we have had Caden ask if we need some help on super chats and stuff. And I really wouldn't mind having a producer that collects those super chats and then poses those questions to us in audio form as well. I would love that.
I got to get our own Jimmy, like Rogan.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly like Rogan. That's exactly how I want to be.
I would love that.
Life.
I would love, as far as me being,
I'll smoke
TK,
weed on the air, Jimmy.
As far as me being TK, Sean Ross Sapp, and I'm not going to sit here and take any of this fucking shit.
Ayesh says, if Starks loses to White, all his momentum is gone. No, it's not. No, it's not at all. Jay White needs momentum. Jay White is a Wrestle Kingdom main eventer. I don't think his momentum is gone at all. Patrick,
they said Jay White's momentum is gone?
No, they said that if Starks loses to Jay White, his momentum is gone.
Ah, I see.
And I don't agree. Patrick Reyes says, any update on Bray? Go Oilers. Well, not since you're an Oilers fan. No, I'm just kidding. He's sick. He's sick, unfortunately.
Can you name players on the Edmonton Oilers, Sean? Can you name three players without Googling?
Dubois is one.
Of course, they got to be French-Canadian, right? Yeah, they got to be French-Canadian.
Yeah, of course. First, Dubois is my favorite. Was I right?
Dubois, no.
How is I not right?
Not even close. He's going to be like a Le Flem.
I know Connor McDavid.
Yeah, Connor McDavid. You're Googling this shit. He's going to rhyme.
I know Connor McDavid. You've talked about him 100 times.
Yeah, McDavid.
I know Evander Kane.
That's right.
And I don't know any others.
Okay, my favorite player is actually neither one of those guys. My favorite player is Leon Draisaitl.
I thought you were going to say Dubois.
Yeah, Leon Dubois.
He's a dog, Leon, man. Dubois. Brian the Dog Dubois is his name. Eloquent says, Mercedes teasing a match with Julia LFG. She seems like she's having a time of her life, and that's awesome.
You know, let me ask you about Mercedes, because she's on my list too. So she says she's moving to Japan. Meltzer reported that she's got one match left on her current contract. Mm-hmm. Do you think she's trolling with saying I'm moving to Japan because she's actually already planned ahead, or do you think she legitimately is that committed?
I think that she has enough money to have two homes. If she wants to live in Japan, she will be able to do that. I think that she's just keeping it open-ended now. WWE thought they were going to get her back. They thought they were going to get Trinity back. They didn't get either one of them back. So, we got Dream Ninja saying Mercedes did a tweet asking who the best wrestler in the UK was recently. She knows what she's doing. Can't wait for her versus Iwatani. Oh, she's very plugged in as to how to get buzz and how to conjure up that reaction. She's very smart about that.
I saw a clip of her at a Comic-Con thing for The Mandalorian, and somebody asked her about wrestling, and she went like very detailed. She went talking about wrestling, sitting there at the Mandalorian panel. So yeah, she definitely loves it. There's no question.
Bilal says, out of everyone in WWE AEW, who do you see as the next person who will make it in Hollywood? Do you think there will ever be another Rock or Cena? Oh, I for sure think there will be another Rock or Cena, because I mean, did anybody think that John Cena was a good actor in wrestling? No. Did anybody think that Dave Bautista was a good actor in wrestling? Not for a long time.
True.
Bautista is killing it. He is incredibly successful.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised to just see somebody out of left field end up succeeding. Did anybody think that Kurgan the Interrogator would get as many roles as... Like, the man was in 300, for the love of God.
Yeah, he fits a certain physical profile that not everybody can fit. I mean, I think there's no question that Cody's going to get opportunity.
Yeah.
He had gone to Hollywood to act years ago. I think he's going to get opportunity. And I think Roman, it comes down to Roman, I think.
I think he'll because be he's going to get opportunity. Opportunities as well. But I mean, like, Kurgan's been like Deadpool and Umbrella Academy. And
yeah, I mean, you know what? Sorry to cut you off. If you look at somebody like that, then Omos is somebody that might get a shot.
That's actually a very good point. I think that he could. I think that he could get shots in that regard. As big as Roxina, that probably isn't going to happen.
No. But he could get a consistent career.
Yeah, okay,
I want to tell you a Kurgan story for a minute. So somebody that I know in Toronto, this is years ago, somebody that I know in Toronto, they're on the subway in Toronto and they look, you know, down the subway and they spot Kurgan sitting on the subway because he was in Toronto to film a role. And so they ended up approaching him. They ended up having lunch with them on a whim because they said, I'm a wrestling fan. I recognize you. Kurgan, what's his name? Robert Millay. He had nothing going on that day. And so they went for lunch. Because
that's incredible.
Yeah. And how many guys would do that, dude? Like he's I've always heard nothing but good things about him. Very laid back guy.
I could see Montez Ford breaking through.
Yes.
For sure.
Did you see Kevin Hart's thing?
I didn't.
So Bianca was on the thing where they sit in the ice water.
Cold as balls. Yeah.
And Montez played security.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Kevin Hart is he played exactly as you think he would, where Montez was making like Kevin Hart's flirting. And Kevin Hart is freaking awesome. So yeah, it was good.
Love it. Love it. Dream Ninja. Actually, we read that one. Harv said, in my opinion, Punk's injury saved his career at AEW. Well, no, I wouldn't say that because you never know what, like he might've been so frustrated after getting injured again, that's what launched it. That's how a lot of people.
It's possible. Thought. It's possible.
Is it true AEW talent stopped taking indie bookings? Is Nick Aldis under a multi-year deal with Impact? I asked Nick Aldis if he was signed whatsoever. I haven't heard back. I haven't heard back from Impact either. But Mickey's never been under a contract there. She's just been on an agreement. So I don't know. But AEW talent is still doing bookings from what I understand. Vasco says, do you think they try to do a Dynamite versus Collision at SSO? That's interesting. They could do that, but I mean that's ultimately the point of the brand split is you have some conflict between those two eventually.
So long as they're not wearing different colored t-shirts and they're not doing it for brand supremacy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Flame Inc. says, with the Endeavor deal, do you think UFC stars will want merchandising contracts that WWE has, or should UFC have merch deals like WWE? Oh God, they absolutely should. The merchandising for UFC talent is just abysmal.
Yeah, but, and I'm sorry, Sean. I was just going to say the contract structures are different just because UFC guys are paid per fight. WWE guys are paid per year. It's not entirely the same in terms of the contract structure. But the big joke with both companies is the payroll versus the revenue, right? I mean, that's always the big joke. I don't know if that's going
to
change.
For all the flack that Affliction used to get, like that used to make the fighters a lot of money, those custom shirts that they would do. 27 at 27 says, thoughts on the idea of CMFTR versus the Elite on TV, draw Bucks versus FTR at All In, Bucks win, Punk versus... Listen, I think that CMFTR versus the Elite is a pay-per-view match. I don't care what anybody says. That is a pay-per-view match that people will be interested in. And it'll be one of the best matches, period.
And I'm sure it's planned. I'm sure it's planned out.
Yeah. We got more. Eloquent says, awesome interview with MJF, Sean. I saw people saying, like, get two mics. Why? So he can unhook one of them again? Why would I give this man control of my microphone again? It ain't happening.
He actually had several moments where he was genuine in that interview. Almost out of character.
I would argue that all of those moments are genuine, Jimmy. Based on my experience of CM Punk. But it's sitting at 70,000 views right now in just like 27, 28 hours. Our record is 103,000 on YouTube. It is quickly closing in on our most downloaded interview ever. So thank you guys so much. Caden says, actually, we just read that one earlier. JB says, reports suggesting some women had their segments and time scrap before Raw on Monday. Any fightful news on this coming? Well, Jay, I don't mean to put you on blast, but FightfulSelect.com is the outlet that reported that news.
How did they word their question? Did they say their reports? What did they say?
They said there are reports suggesting that some WWE women had their segments and time scrapped.
Okay.
That was a Fightful Select report. So a lot of people I've noticed skip over those producer reports that we do. Don't skip those over. I have a whole section underneath that is like backstage news, and that was one of them. There was a damage control segment that ended up not happening. T says, if the pre-sale numbers translate to sales and All In gets 80-90% sellout, would that take some pressure off Tony to load the card? Would it affect the chances of seeing dream matches or CMFTR versus the Elite? Maybe a little bit. If you sell like a crazy number before that becomes a reality, then before they announce the card, rather. Sorry, I got a little flustered there. Then it does take some pressure off, but still. That's why you do it. You see how many tickets you sell initially just based on hype. And then you're like, okay, well, we're going to announce this one and this one and this one.
Yeah, you definitely got to deliver. You can't have the mentality, well, we already sold the tickets. You have to deliver. Yes. Otherwise, good luck doing it again.
Exactly. Johnny says, rank these recent reigns in your personal preference. Roman, Bianca, the Usos, and Gunther. Ooh, I will go Roman, Bianca, Gunther, Usos. I think that the culmination of the Usos was very good, but there was a big problem that I had with their reign, Jimmy, and I had people say, oh, what's it matter? You got to lose sometimes. No, I don't think the 2-on-2 champions should be losing 2-on-2 matches 12 to 14 times over the reign because that cheapens it. You wouldn't see Roman or Bianca or Gunther losing 1-on-1 matches 12 times during their reign. That's my thing. I don't care if they lose six-mans or one-on-ones or whatever, but that's why I had an issue with that.
I fully agree with what you said. I would definitely put Roman, Bianca, Gunther, and then the Usos for sure. Bianca's reign has been record-breaking in some ways. So
yes. And Gunther should break the record. He should break the record. Trey Cash, man, this guy is always so generous to us in the Humper Chats. Thank you, Trey, genuinely. Says, I love Kenny and the Bucks. All In is my top 10 favorite of all time, but this needs to be said. If they're EVPs and care about AEW, their first priority should be to work things out with Punk, bring the roster together. If not, they should drop that title. And maybe that's a point of conversation and negotiations. I can't say that, but you never know what can be brought up in negotiations. Like,
I think you know my opinion on the EVP title. I think you know my opinion.
Sure. So by that same sense, like, I would imagine you weren't a fan of Jeff Jarrett booking TNA while he was on top of it.
No, it was
bad.
It's just a conflict of interest. I mean, I have always thought from day one, I've been very open. I think the EVP title is meaningless. I've always considered it to be meaningless. I think it's something that Tony gave them to appease them because they felt like they deserved it. But I've always considered it to be meaningless. And you know what? That person brought up a good point with the Humper Chat. If these guys are supposed to be quote unquote executives, be professional and meet with this fucking guy. But to me, the EVP title is meaningless. Always has been.
And again, I'll reserve judgment on that until I hear something about negotiation.
Right.
But because until they say, no, we definitely won't. Because I think it is worth at least meeting with them. Also, to the point on Gunther, Gunther has the longest IC title reign since Honky Tonk Man now. So
how far apart are they?
Honky Tonk Man was 454. Gunther is 313.
Okay.
And listen, I see people say you might not want to meet with a guy who threw a chair at your head. Punk committed assault. All valid. All completely valid. But Punk didn't throw the chair at somebody's head.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You punched somebody. The semantics there. KE775 says, for NXT call-ups in the draft, I'm thinking Pretty Deadly, Zoe Stark, one to two of the losers of the NXT women's title match, Apollo, and maybe Grayson Waller. What do you think? Unless they have creative plans for Apollo or Dijak, don't bring them up, because I'm really liking what they're doing in NXT. I'm really, really enjoying that.
What do you think of the trunk match?
We'll see.
Pretty Deadly. They got to see if Pesci's available, man. Get Pesci in there for a segment.
Pretty Deadly. I like Zoe Stark. I like Caden and Casey, I think, should come up as well. And Grayson Waller, probably not far off, but I think that he's really excelling in NXT right now. Let's wrap these up, guys. We are about to head over to FightfulSelect.com, where I'm going to break some news on a bit of a contract situation in AEW. You're going to want to hear that. We'll have an article to follow. It's at FightfulSelect.com. Mr. Acosta is pitching the hump as well. I love the hump. Jimmy didn't like the hump.
They got the bump, you know.
I love it. I love it. Listen, yeah. You know what the bump has done? They've taken our backgrounds. Uh-huh. Their hosts have made. Did you see in the background where I plugged Fightful Select and Matt Camp went?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it was great. It was phenomenal. Nothing but love for him, though. But I think the hump would be amazing. What's the percentage? Plus, you know what I want? I want to start breaking news on that show so people have to cite Sean Ross Sapp said on the hump. Listen,
I could see us getting a C&D. I could see it.
No way. We
a wrestling podcast called The Hump.
No way. It would be, we'd have a camel hump as the logo.
Well, we had that already for the Humper Chats.
I know we do have it. We still got it. I think it's still up here somewhere. Yeah. Look, that's beautiful.
There you go. There
it's
it
beautiful.
Is.
Beautiful. I'm completely on board with a camel being our mascot. What's a percentage wood wraps us up and says, I don't have a dog in this fight, but I'm going to say if it's true, splitting the rosters, whether soft or hard, just to bring back one guy is the wildest thing I've ever heard. Again, a lot of things get lost in translation. I'll do my best to kind of decipher and see what I can find out. But I can tell you what you guys are going to find out. A little bit of contract info. I'm loving this. I'm loving the super chat approach, guys. We're doing a lot more, by the way, of revenue on this show now. And maybe we do that. I want us to get to 300 Listen Your Boy episodes before we change the name. That is important to me that we get there.
But, what are we at now?
I think 2 weeks ago, Caden told me it was 286. So it'd be
that high up now. Okay.
Be late June, mid July.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Are we going to keep the same song, but then we'll just edit in 300? So it'll be like 300 strong.
No, we got to get a new song. We've got multiple musicians that are on our payroll right now, Jim.
True. It's true.
Will is a producer. Reg is a rapper. Joel slapped the bass. And John Alba, he does a lot of fill-in stuff, but he's a musician as well. We've got musicians, for the love of God. Jay says, Sean and Jimmy, Super Chat City, catchy. I don't know. I like the hump. I like the hump.
Of course you do.
Guys, I'm going to look through these Humper Chats really quickly, but follow us over to FightfulSelect.com. Until next time, we're out.